Football players have lots of cash. They spend it on cars and going out on the lash. They co-write a book about their interesting lives, even though they are only 25.
He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
Dribble the ball and kick the ball to score a goal.
He shoots, the ball, he scores, scoring the goals.
Welcome along, it's the League Podcast, League One edition, in association with the72.co.uk. Summer Shu from the website is with us now. Hi Sam, you well?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Excellent, good, good. Very good.
Back after the international break now, aren't we?
So, yeah. Where did you go for it?
Where was I? I was watching England with my mates, I was actually. So
You didn't take a trip abroad, you know, like a bit of a camp in the sunshine or anything like that?
I'm not quite that glamorous, I'm afraid. No, Lee. In fact, I say I watched it with my mates. I watched a friendly with my mates, and I watched that one in the bath after injuring my ankle playing football.
Oh, no.
So definitely not glamorous in the slightest.
Fair enough. Okay. Let's leave the bath alone. Sam's picked three League One games. We're going to have a go through them and pick out some best bets. I think we'll also have Sam's nap in this division as well. Pete Farris, who does our Championship podcast, has picked his in the Championship, and so have I. So I'll reveal those a little later. Sheffield United versus Rochdale is where we start here, though. Sheffield United are 10-11 to win at Bramall Lane. Rochdale are 16-5, and the draw is 23-10. Rochdale are 13th with 7 points from the 6 games. Sheffield United are 16th with 7 points from 5 games. So these two teams pretty close together in the table. Sheffield United so far at home, well, they lost that opener to Bristol City. They beat Mansfield Town in the Cup and then beat Crawley Town at home as well. Just 1-0 in the last outing. Jose Baxter getting the important goal. Rochdale have played back-to-back away games. One in the Johnson's Paint Trophy where they beat Crewe 3-0 and then they beat Crawley 4-0 away from home. So a bit of collateral form there, Sam. And, you know, Rochdale hammered Crawley really away from home, and Sheffield United just got a single goal against Crawley. Always interesting when teams have played the same side so close together. Which way do you see this one going?
Well, yeah, it's a tricky one, like you say, because Rochdale have sort of come into their own, you know, these last few weeks or so. But let's not forget this is a decent Sheffield United side. They weren't able to play their last match because of the international break, whereas, you know, some of the other teams in League One did, and that sort of hasn't helped their cause, if you like, and that's partly the reason why they're sort of 16th in the table at the moment. Let's not forget with Sheffield United, I think looking at where they are in the table, they're possibly a 2-0 or 3-0 win away from being sort of in and amongst the playoffs again. So, you know, you could look at this and say, well, Rochdale are 13th, Sheffield United are 16th. This could be a very tight game. But actually, I think Sheffield United at Bramall Lane, I think they're going to really sort of come into their own this season. Let's not forget they had a really tough start playing against teams like Bristol City and Coventry as well. So, and Peterborough, not forgetting them too. So they have had a tough start to the season. Nigel Clough will be pleased because his team is strong at the back. I mean, they've only conceded something like 5 goals this season. They've got Neil Collins, who played obviously last season in centre-back with Harry Maguire. They sort of formed a very good partnership. They had a partnership for 2 or 3 years actually at the centre-back at Bramall Lane. And obviously Harry Maguire has gone out, and now they've got Harrison McGay. And Those two are now working really well, Collins and McGay at the back. So he'll be pleased with how the defence are going. The slight worry, I guess, for Clough would be that that their sort of marquee signing, Michael Higden, has only scored 1 goal so far. He played really well in that first 45 minutes against Bristol City, and he scored in that game as well, and hasn't really kicked on since then. We still don't know if he's 100% fit yet. I'd imagine he should be about now. He wasn't really at the start of the season, actually. And they've got other signings like Mark McNulty as well. These are goal scorers, and he would have liked a bit of a better return, I think, on the goal scoring front, because that was the problem last year for them. The Blades last season, was they didn't score that many. They only conceded 46 goals last year. And that was the least amount of goals conceded of a team outside the playoffs. So they won't concede many this season. It's just a case of if they can score. So we'd be looking at 1 and maybe 2-0 victories at Bramall Lane this season, perhaps. And I'm sure Unitedites would take that with open arms. So, of course, Rochdale, on the other hand, they've had a little bit of a sort of strange start to the season and a great result against Crawley. So let's not forget that. And they're doing okay, 13th in the table, 7 points from six games. But I do fancy possibly Sheffield United to see this out. And I think, actually, a Sheffield United win to nil, as I said, perhaps a 1-0 or a 2-0, a 2-1 is good value. I don't like to put forward this result because I feel like it's going against football. But you're 0-0 at 9-1. If you do think that Rochdale are going to get a result out of this, it may well be something like a 0-0. So if you're looking at correct score and I had to pick one, that'd be Italy.
Yeah. Just a little tidbit here for you. I don't know if you've heard this yet, Sam, when you've been doing your stints on InPlay Radio. But sometimes, if you scroll down and look for no scorer in the goal scorer markets, you tend to get the same price or a slightly bigger price
than the draw, than the 0-0.
And do you know what the beauty of that is as well?
Go on.
If an own goal goes in by chance, it doesn't count. So it doesn't have to finish 0-0.
So we're not even talking about a void bet. We're talking...
If no scorer doesn't include own goals. So it could be 1-0 with an own goal and you still get paid out at a bigger price than the 0-0. Just a little cheeky one there. It doesn't always work out like that. You know? I mean, and not often, let's be fair. Not often do you get a 1-0 where there's an own goal. But just in case, you may as well have that bet rather than the 0-0. Imagine being chinned on 0-0 by an own goal.
Oh,
that hurts. next up, let's have a look at Leighton Orient versus Colchester. 3 p.m. kickoff. Leighton Orient are a touch of odds on at 3-4, 12-5 the draw, and 4-1 the price for Colchester. Leighton Orient, nowhere near the success they started with last season. They're in 18th position with 6 points from five games, but it's a damn sight better than Colchester so far. Just 2 points from their six games. One of those points came at Walsall in their last league game, and the other point came away at home to Oldham in their opening game of the season. Few draws for Leighton Orient as well this season so far, Sam. They drew with Fleetwood away from home. They drew at home to Walsall and drew away at Bristol City. Not doing bad, Leighton Orient, by any stretch of the imagination, but just don't seem to be the same kind of free-flowing team as they were.
Yeah, I think it's always going to be hard when you've overachieved like they did last season. They really did, the way they started this season and sort of maintained that. They finished in the playoffs, but still some excellent results throughout. And Russell Slade's men were sort of the pick of a lot of people's teams in League One last year for the way they played, both sort of goals from midfield and up front as well. Just like Sheffield United, Leighton Orient are a team that, they're 18th in the league, but they didn't play their match at Preston because of the international break as well. And they're a team that are one good win away from sort of being in around the playoffs as well. So, not a brilliant start for Russell Slade's men, but not a bad one all the same. Okay, they've had three draws on the bounce, and they didn't have a great result on the opening day because they lost to Chesterfield 2-1, which was a surprising result by all accounts. But let's have a look a minute at the teams that they drew against. They picked up a point against Bristol City. Bristol City flying high, one of the favourites to get promoted. This was at Ashton Gate, so it's a great result for Leighton Orient, that. You maybe have fancied them to beat a bit of an ailing Walsall side. They played Walsall at home. That may be the one for Russell Slade, where they've been a little bit frustrated that they didn't pick up all 3 points there. Another 0-0 for them. And then they drew 1-1 away at Fleetwood, and we know what kind of start Fleetwood have had. They're absolutely flying as well, just like Bristol City. So in the three draws that they've had, it's perhaps only just one of them where Russell Slade would have said, look, actually, we should have actually got the win out of that one. So I think what I actually think about Leighton Orient are they're waiting to hammer someone. And in Colchester, this just may be the hammering that Orient are going to have, really. I mean, Darius Henderson, he scored three and five games for them. An excellent signing in League One. Played for Millwall and Forest in the Championship. And yeah, it was only injury that prevented him from being a sort of a regular goal scorer for Sheffield United a few years back. So he's a very good player in this division. He'll be challenging for the top scorer spot, the Golden Boot, at the end of the season. I'm sure of that. And yeah, I think they're a decent Leyton Orient side. They've got some excellent players. They've got Mooney, Lisby, Henderson, like we mentioned, Simpson, McEnough, and Cox as well. This is a team that will be challenging for the playoffs towards the end of the season. I'm almost certain of that. They're averaging around 10 shots a game, so it's just the case of not relying on Henderson too much to put the ball in the back of the net, and players like Cox, who tend to get on the score sheet as well from midfield, McEnough as well, actually grabbing a goal as well. So, you know, we've said about Leyton Orient, but Colchester, I mean, it's their worst start for 63 years. They've only scored, I think, four goals this season, and they've come from their two sort of former West Ham boys, George Moncur and Freddie Sears. And, you know, I did mention in a few podcasts ago, actually, that the reliance on Freddie Sears to score goals this season might be the only thing that actually keeps Colchester in the division. And I still stand by that. They've got a new manager in Tony Humes, which remains to be seen, sort of, how things are going to go for them. But Leyton Orient at home, I do think that looking at their squad, I think the international break will have been good for them to get out of that rut of three draws. I think they're waiting to beat someone by a comfortable margin, and that's why I'm looking at the handicap, the -1 handicap for Leyton Orient at 2-1. I think that's really good value considering that Orient at home. I think the traders are perhaps looking at where they are on the table and thinking this is not a given. But if you take out the international break and a couple of drop points, I think the -1 handicap is good. If anyone's going to score, you'd probably say it's Darius Henderson, and he's 4-1 to score first, which isn't too bad. I mean, we've seen 7-2s for players like him before, so 4-1 for them for Henderson. But Orient -1 handicap is my pick in that one, Lee.
Very nice. Yeah, I can see why you go for that. Walsall Preston is the final of the three League One matches that we'll look at. Walsall 11-5. It's 11-5 the price for the draw, and Preston North End are priced up at 13-10. And this one's a 3 o'clock kickoff as well. Walsall in the bottom four as it stands at the minute, with 4 points from their six games. Preston North End themselves doing all right, just outside the playoff zone. 9 points from five games. Walsall's season hasn't really got going. Did beat South End in the League Cup, but that's the only win in any competition this season so far. Preston won in the Johnston's Paint Trophy, beat Oldham Athletic as well, both those games at home. Beat Scunny away from home 4-0, and also got an away win against Rochdale. A bit of a mixed bag from Preston so far. The manager has been courted a little bit by Leeds, we're led to believe, but that seems to have all settled down now. You thinking Preston are a decent price at Walsall?
I do, Lee, I've got to be honest. Yeah, like you say, bit of a mixed bag. He might have wanted a little bit more consistency at the start of this season, but this is another side that have had a fairly tough start. They played Doncaster away from home. They've had Sheffield United as well. Got two good draws there, so it's not been a bad start for them. And you mentioned Simon Grayson. He's one of, if not the best manager in that division. I mean, he's got. How many teams can actually say we've got a manager that has got two different teams out of the division that we're playing in already? And he's done that in both in Leeds and Huddersfield. And there's no reason to think why he can't do it again for Preston. They've got a decent squad on paper, got some excellent players such as Joe Garner, who can really light up this division and score a lot of goals as well. So, yeah, I think Preston, you're going to see this Preston side come good and more importantly for them, get a bit of consistency under their belt. And, okay, they're away from home against Walsall, but they're 13-10 to win. Now, I mean, if you look at Walsall's start to the season, lost to Yeovil. Now, that was that 2-1 loss to Yeovil that they had at home, I think, was a real blow for them because they were playing. I think that was the match after Yeovil lost quite heavily to Doncaster, and it's when a few problems began to arise. And I think a lot of people fancied a Walsall win there, and the Yeovil, you know, went away from home on the Tuesday night and won 2-1. And they just haven't really recovered from that. Okay, they got a draw against Leyton Orient, which we mentioned earlier. Didn't do too well in the League Cup. Lost, sort of conceded three very early goals, which didn't help for them. And then lost to Scunthorpe. Not a great Scunthorpe side. So it's not a great start for them, and I'd be slightly worried. I think goals are going to be a major problem. They're going to rely on Tom Bradshaw to score for them, which is fair enough. He's a decent striker at that level. But his strike partner, Ashley Grimes, who has played in pretty much every match, I think, that Walsall have played so far. He's now gone 20 games without a goal, something like that. I think 15 games without a goal for Walsall, and then, or 5 games without a goal for Walsall, sorry, and then 15 games in his for his previous club. So he's on a bit of a barren spell, and that could be a worry for Walsall. So, yeah, I've got to be honest, I fancy Preston here, and I think 13-10 is really good value. So, yeah, I've got to go with Preston. I side with them. I think they've got a good squad. Not a bad start to the season. Another team where the international break, I think, has come actually at the right time for them, even though it's fairly early into the season. And I think you'll start to see them pick up a few results.
Your Naps coming in this division as well. Am I far off from that one? I think it's in the game you've just been talking about.
It's the one I touched on, Lee. Preston, I think. Preston 13-10 is such a good price, really. This is a Walsall side who haven't won all season. Preston are a very good team. I don't want to go over what I've just said, but that's why they're my Nap.
Perfect. Yeah, we all missed last week, unfortunately. So the current standings are Pete on £37.42. Sam, you're on -£9, and I'm on -40.
Was that 40, Liz? You say
Sorry. this week's Naps. Pete went for Wolves to beat Blackpool at 19-20, okay. Which is fair enough.
Just touch on that one quickly. I know we're on League One, but I've noticed a lot of people actually just reading various sort of tipsters' websites or anything like that, or people you follow on Twitter. Everyone is pumping for Wolves at the moment. Yeah. So I would say to anyone listening, actually, get on, and myself, I need to myself, but get on that price quickly, because that's Wolves, who are a very good side against away at Blackpool, who are just going through. I mean, they've had another bad week with the whole managerial
terrible
situation.
Absolutely so ridiculous.
Great price.
It does look
one
good, doesn't it? Yeah. I've gone for under 45 booking points in Nottingham Forest versus Derby, which is 17-10. So obviously a very feisty game. Generally, my thinking is that with Stuart Pearce at the helm, Nottingham Forest will be more disciplined because they're a title challenging team. And a lot of the vitriol before in this game was down to the two managers previously. So I think the two managers in charge now We'll try and maintain a bit more discipline. I think it's a fair price for four bookings or less, basically. If you're not familiar with bookings, it's 10 for a yellow card and 25 for a red card. So can afford one yellow or one red in that game, or four yellows before my bet goes down. So I'm hopeful, 17-10, that we might have a winner this week. Sam, thanks for your time on the League One games.
No, always a pleasure, Lee. Thanks very much.
Make sure you check out the League Two version of this podcast as well. You can download that at the 72.co.uk or just play it from the playlist on the top right-hand corner of the website. It's also available at williamhill.com/podcasts, also on audioboo.fm, and you can subscribe to iTunes and have all of William Hill's football podcasts delivered straight to your phone, your tablet, or your PC. If you're having a bet in any of the League One games this weekend, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.